A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Let us pray together. O God, who sent your Son into the world as a bright and morning star to shine as a great light to man as he dwelt in the midst of darkness, grant that the light of your spiritual presence may shine into our hearts, that we may behold you in all of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you be seated? Stars have always fascinated men. The enigma of the stars have captured the imagination of mankind for centuries. Even today, though we can chart their courses and have a good idea of what they're made of, they still intrigue us and capture the mind of man. Very early in man's history, the stars were noted to be dependable. It was discovered that they could be used as points of reference for determining location, particularly on the seas. And so it was that God's people of Israel, after many centuries, had nearly lost hope because they'd been frustrated in their anticipation of Messiah, and the darkness of despair had settled over them and their land. And many had come to believe that their dreams of a redeemer, a deliverer, were only fantasy. There were some, however, like Zacharias, told about in the first chapter of Luke, who clung to the hope. Israel was like a ship on a sea, tossed about and enshrouded in darkness. But then the clouds break, and a star is seen. It's seen by those who have eyes to see. It was missed by most. And that's the way it is today, too. Not all see. Only those who are expectant. Only those who hope. Only those who believe in stars. Walk by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning the child. Shepherds believed in stars. They believed in angels, too. Now, the scripture does not indicate that the star appeared to the shepherds, but symbolically, it did. It may have. After all, when there are angels around, who is likely to notice anything as ordinary as a star? We can know two things about these shepherds. First of all, God came to them when and while they were about their ordinary activity. They weren't in the synagogue. There's no indication that they were praying. And that's not to downgrade the importance of religious disciplines. But it does tell us that often as not, God comes to us as we are faithfully about our regular and ordinary pursuits. The second thing we can note about these shepherds is that when God came to them, they responded immediately. They said, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see what's going on." They didn't say, "Let's sleep on this for the night." They didn't say, "Let's form a discussion group and talk about it." They got up and they went. And they found the Messiah. And people still today who respond to the voice of angels, who respond to God immediately, find the Messiah. Let us join now in singing hymn number for their singing. In the Bible, they are not physical creatures. They are rather spirits which serve as messengers of God. Angels played a prominent role in the Christmas story and the scriptures. The angel Gabriel told Mary and Joseph, and Zacharias all about it. And now they tell the shepherds and include those timeless words for all of us. They announce a great joy which accompanies the birth of the Christ. Joy not available only to them, but still to be had by all who receive him. They also announced that peace was God's good gift to his people. Note, though, that peace comes to those who are pleasing to God. And they indicated that a prelude to pleasing God and finding peace was to glorify and to praise God. That is, God is to have first place in a person's life if he expects to receive the gifts and the graces which God has promised. So angels help us to believe in a star, and the star can lead us to the Christ, to peace, and to the praise of God. Let's now join in the hymn number 374. And while they, that is, Mary and Joseph, were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now, friends, I want you to say the benediction, and I want you to do it in this fashion. I want you to say, God's peace be with you. I want you to say that to two other people who are not members of your family. God's peace be with you all.